Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello and welcome to another broadcast of the Jim Benson Show, conservative news and commentary addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. As I'm recording this, the markets are having a roaring comeback after Trump paused imposition of increased U.S. tariffs on other nations for 60 days as they seek to negotiate new trade deals with the U.S., and Trump vows to fight for the best interests of the American people. I realize many people with money invested in the markets were shocked and worried about their money, as hedge fund managers and other money managers joined the sell-off stampede trying to protect their clients. I and others see the great market sell-off of recent days as market manipulation by the powerful forces of the deep state aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and other communists and socialists trying to destroy Donald Trump and America. It was obviously no coincidence that there were nationwide demonstrations in early April in tandem with the market's sell-off. This is all yet another attempt to turn the public against Trump and the MAGA or Make America Great Again movement. While I was out driving on some errands last weekend, I came upon one of these demonstrations with maybe 200 people there lining the streets with signs, which I had no doubt were paid for by money probably left over from what couldn't be recovered in all this waste and fraud being uncovered in the federal government, as we found out that many of these programs being funded with billions of taxpayer dollars were being used to benefit and empower the political left. And this monumental waste and fraud, as I said, has been established by and benefiting the political left and its globalist and oligarch allies with their money from and invested in China. These useful idiots for the political left in these demonstrations, and including the ones I saw last weekend in their contrived protest, were holding up handwritten signs which said, "Trump hates you, Trump is destroying democracy," and the like. Usual crap you see from these morons. You have to remember that for communists and their allies and sympathizers, the ends always justify the means, and everything is a lie and a trick toward that end, toward their goals, that is. Hence, in order to finally establish utopia on Earth, which in reality never has been and never will be, it's quite all right to lie, cheat, and steal, and ultimately engage in mass murder, terror, and slavery, as we have seen where totalitarian governments have taken hold around the world. For those of us who love America and the many freedoms it has bestowed on us and who have common sense, it's hard to make sense out of this madness of the left. But then you have to realize that the madness of communism and totalitarian globalism, which, as anti-communist researcher and video maker Trevor Loudon has observed, is just another name for communism, has been imposed on hundreds of millions of people around the world over the past century. If that could happen in so many other nations, why not here in the USA? And that was the plan and the great hope of the communist left and its allies, the globalists, hoping to impose a world totalitarian world government on the rest of us. And you have to also realize that the markets operate on either on various degrees of either euphoria or panic. In recent weeks, you've been seeing these principles at work. So today, our video presentations will discuss Trump's tariff policies and their effects so far, along with more on the staggering and almost incomprehensible corruption that's been occurring within the federal government, and commentary and perspective on all this. As usual, before we play our video clips back to back on today's program, a little commentary on them. First off, we'll see and hear comments by Joshua Phillip, host of the Epoch TV program Crossroads, on some of the latest corruption uncovered by Elon Musk and his DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency, team, along with some other news items. This broadcast was posted on YouTube on or about April 1. Secondly, also posted on YouTube on or about April 2, is a video clip from Jesse Waters' primetime show on Fox, in which Waters gives some great perspective, in my opinion, on Trump's tariff policies and their political and economic fallout. Next, we jump to one of Dr. Steve Turley's programs, shows, posted on YouTube on or about April 7, titled, Trump Just Reset the Great Reset. The Great Reset, of course, is the term used by the insane globalist and communist elites for their plot to radically reform the world into a monstrous global world government with these same elites in power over the rest of the world's populations, who would be their virtual slaves. Lastly, we'll hear introductory comments from host Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on his website, Infowars.com, and also broadcast on X.com on April 7. You'll see Alex Jones become somewhat overcome by his emotional response to current events he's discussing, and he walks away from his seat temporarily while other content from his site is replayed or played in place of his personal commentary. Then Jones is back and discussing these current events further with tariffs and the globalist attempt to stop Trump and the MAGA revolution. At the end of his commentary, Jones levels some harsh criticism of California Governor Gavin Newsom, who you may know has sent requests to foreign powers asking to work out separate trade deals from the U.S. federal government, which Jones, myself, and probably many others consider that Newsom has no authority to do, but he's doing it anyway. You may also know about the recent horrific Los Angeles area wildfires, that is earlier this year, I think it was January, that caused widespread devastation, including the destruction of many thousands of homes and other buildings. The radical leftist Gavin Newsom, a fabulously rich nephew by marriage, it said, of the equally radical leftist and super-rich Congresswoman and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Newsom oversaw the cutting of more than $100 million in fire prevention and mitigation programs from the current California state budget. This was done as leftists controlling Los Angeles cut some $17 million from the LA Fire Department budget and sent firefighting equipment to Ukraine. And this knowing that they were coming up upon wildfire season. As I understand it, these imbeciles have for years had forestry authorities in California stand down from performing common fire prevention measures like clearing fire breaks and dead vegetation from parks and forest lands. They have also drained and left dry a reservoir whose water would have been used to fight the fires that destroyed much of the LA Pacific Palisades area. At the same time, these people reportedly came up with money for transgender internet cafes and turning the Port of Los Angeles green as part of their idiotic, phony climate change initiatives. It was all a formula for human-caused disaster, which came true earlier this year with these devastating wildfires. One more quick comment. I have left in these video captures of Dr. Turley and Alex Jones their promotions for their businesses. They have to make their operations viable, and I see nothing wrong with them being allowed in my video captures to promote their businesses. So with all this said, let's begin the videos.
Elon Musk, the head of DOGE, is now detailing all the things they've been uncovering in waste, fraud, and everything else. And there's a lot to unpack here. Look, in other news also, the statues and monuments that were removed across the United States and defaced over the past several years, well, they're going to be restored by Donald Trump. And also, meanwhile, the Trump administration is going to go hard on cartels, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announcing that at least one cartel is being hit with economic sanctions and all the money launderers are being gone after. Now, this is a major blow to some of their accomplices, let's say. Now, I'll be going to these topics and a lot more today. Let's jump into it. Now, look, folks, the Doge Department, the Department of Government Efficiency, has gone from just cutting government spending to shrinking the size of government overall, and now while investigating what seems to be alleged large-scale fraud. And now the agency head, Elon Musk, he's detailing all the things they've been uncovering and all the gaps in the systems that allowed it. Now, some of the key findings on this were unveiled during an event to get out the vote in Wisconsin, you know, for the Supreme Court election. And in one segment, Elon Musk brought out Antonio Garcias, who detailed some of the Doge Department's findings on non-U.S. citizens registering for Social Security. In fact, about 4.8 million of them, and detailed how they were using this to get maximum social welfare benefits and even to vote. Watch.
We started at the top of the system. We started at the top of the system, mapping the whole system of Social Security to understand where all the fraud was. And there's a lot of great people there that showed us really a lot of waste. And so that came with a big list of stuff they're working on. You've heard some of that already. But this is what jumped out at us. When we saw these numbers, we were like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Now, after that, Musk goes on to give his take on the findings and the way that, you know, may have been used with these. And then Garcias gives more details on what exactly they found. Watch.
It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it, and Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already.
Look, the real standout for me, the system was set to max inclusion and max pay and also minimum collection for those non-U.S. citizens. And look, they found 1.3 million just in there who were getting Medicaid. Now, look, on the other side of this, Democrats deny this is happening. They say this is a big conspiracy theory. No illegal immigrants are getting Medicare and Medicaid or Social Security. Some acknowledge it, some don't. You had individuals going out and actually talking to some of the individuals that say staying at the free hotel rooms, and they were even saying, you know, I'm here to get my work permit and my Social Security card, and so people were admitting it on camera. We don't know the full scale of it still, but look, back to Elon Musk on this, the full event was actually pretty long, but there were several parts that were pretty shocking. I can't even show you all of them. The whole thing was pretty shocking. And there was also a segment where Elon Musk, he explained something pretty important when it comes to government audits. Because as we've watched over the years, we hear this agency is getting audited. And we know the agencies do tend to fail the audits or they just can't investigate it. Elon Musk explained at least why this could be. And he gave some details on how the Trump administration is looking to close these gaps. Watch.
The reason why the government could not pass an audit was because the information did not exist that that would be required to pass an audit. Like, it was literally impossible because you just had all these blank checks going out with no explanation and no payment code. So how are you supposed to do an audit? It's literally impossible. So that's what I mean by, like, it's very basic stuff. Like, we just want the congressional appropriation payment code to be mandatory, and a very short explanation. We're not even going to judge what the explanation is, but that there be any explanation at all and a name attached was revolutionary. My guess is this will probably save $100 billion a year. Like, a lot, you know? So.
Now, look, on that point, Elon Musk, others on the Doge committee, they pointed out that if this was a business, they would probably go to jail for it. The reason is, look, if you get audited by the IRS and you have a bunch of payments with no description on what the money was even used for, you're probably going to fail your audit as a business. They might shut you down. They might throw you in prison for it. And they're alleging that, you know, why is this?
Happy Liberation Day.
My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. Waiting for a long time. April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
Today, Donald Trump fundamentally changed the country as we know it. This is the biggest shift in economic policy since World War II, when we liberated Europe and Asia. 47 says we're now liberating ourselves from globalization.
Our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike. American steel workers, auto workers, farmers, and skilled craftsmen, we have a lot of them here with us today. They really suffered gravely. They watched in anguish as foreign leaders have stolen our jobs, foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories, and foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. This is one of the most important days, in my opinion, in American history. It's our declaration of economic independence.
After we saved Europe from Hitler and Asia from the emperor, we created a free trade system to help the Allies' economies recover, and they'd help us contain communism. And life was great for American families. Wives didn't have to work if they didn't want to. You could own a nice home, have a big family, afford college on a decent salary, and your kids could have a better life than you. The United States finally won the Cold War, gave birth to globalization, and then other countries, even our allies, took advantage of us, took advantage of a system we designed to save and protect them. China, a country we basically created, became an absolute menace. And American multinationals conspired to ship jobs and factories overseas and decimated the middle class. If you're one of those workers of the last 40 years, free trade basically destroyed your life. Look at this chart. The top 50% of income earners, especially the top 10%, accumulated a massive amount of wealth. But the other half of the country, the bottom 50% of earners, have been suffocating at the bottom. The American dream has been dying. And politicians said there's nothing they could do about it.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. That he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer, but they're going to have to retrain for the jobs of the future, not the jobs of the past.
Mr. Hope and Change is like, sorry, I'm the most powerful man in the world, but there's nothing I can do. Washington's done nothing for 40 years except open the borders, let industry leave, and spend, spend, spend. Could it be that there was a magic wand this whole time and Barack just didn't know how to use it?
Somebody said, well, what would you do? What can you do? So easy. I drop a 25% tax on China. And you know, I said to somebody that it's really the messenger. The messenger is important. I could have one man say, we're going to tax you 25%. And I could say another, listen, you mother, we're going to tax you 25%.
Trump's been talking about winning trade wars since the 90s. He raised tariffs in his first term, and we had the highest wage growth in 50 years, a manufacturing renaissance and a hot stock market. Oh, and no inflation. And this term, he's going even bigger.
China, first row. China, 67%. That's tariffs charged to the USA, including currency manipulation and trade barriers. We're going to be charging a discounted reciprocal tariff of 34%. I think In other words, they charge us, we charge them, we charge them less. So how can anybody be upset? They will be, because we never charged anybody anything, but now we're going to charge. European Union, they're very tough, very, very tough traders. 39%, we're going to charge them 20%. And again, I don't blame the people for doing it. I think they're very smart in doing it. I blame the people that sat right in that Oval Office.
Americans have been demanding fair trade for years. So if other countries tax our products, we're just going to tax theirs. But Trump's giving everybody a little bit of a discount. 10% tariff across the board, and then just a cut under what they charge us. That's a negotiation tactic. Get other countries to drop their tariffs to where we have them, and then it's equal. That's called fair trade. But we're going to fight harder against foreign cars. Trump announcing a 25% tariff on all autos from other countries, and the workers love it.
Doesn't try to reach out and reward these countries and companies that play by the rules in the 1987 scenario, the one where we went down 3 days and then down 22% on Monday, has the most cogency. We will not have to wait out too long, will we? We'll know by Monday. Fortunately, we had an excellent set of employment numbers today. At least it makes it less likely a crash will necessarily lead to a recession. But if President Trump stays intransigent and does nothing to ameliorate the damage that I saw these last 2 days, I'm not going to be constructive here. I will contain my anger, but only because I lived through 87, and in the end, I came out okay. I was in cash for the crash. I know what this feels like. Oh, and if Europe moves against our fabulous tech companies next week, then I will be furious. That I promise you, because it should not happen.
What an idiot. What an absolute clown. The Cramer reverse curse continues unimpeded. The rabid, frothing at the mouth, anti-Trumper lunatic over at CNBC, whose predictions almost always seem to turn out the exact opposite of what he claimed, lost another one yet again today. Far from any crash, the market's finished in the green as far as the NASDAQ is concerned, but Cramer was right. The Dow Jones and the S&P did indeed go down by less than 1%. Less than 1%, and we're going to see what it all really ultimately means. Come on in, gang, one and all. Great to see you all for our live stream Monday night. As always, when we do on Monday nights, we are going to move our lively discussion of all things culture and politics over to our exclusive censorship-free virtual platform. So if you want to join us over there for some sweet fellowship and awesome scholarly discussion, just scan that QR code on the screen that you see there or click the link in the description below for a very small, modest monthly fee. You can have access to all of our exclusive Q&As, all of our exclusive content, exclusive conversations and meetups, which we're going to have this week, by the way, in Lancaster. You're going to get access to all of our exclusive offers. So make sure to just click on that link below or scan the QR code to become a member of our Courageous Patriots Club, where thousands of us gather together each week to restore the pillars of faith, family, and freedom as we usher in a new conservative age. We will head on over there in mere moments. But until then, I mean, seriously, what an embarrassment this guy Cramer is over at CNBC. You got to remember, it was just weeks ago, he was singing Trump's praises back in January when Trump, you know, came to Wall Street to ring the bell to open up the markets after he won that huge landslide in November, came to Wall Street, and there was Jim Cramer just trying to wrestle his way into every photo op, into every single image of Trump there. He wanted to be run. Even Trump at one point's like, get out of here, guy. What do you want? Why do you keep hanging all over me? You have to remember, Cramer is a fraud. Okay, he was pretending that suddenly now he saw the light. When up to that point, all he did was shill for Kamala 24/7. So now when the going gets a little tough, right, and Trump is making some hard decisions to completely dismantle the liberal globalist order, well, now all of these frauds who claim they were a friend to Trump are suddenly showing their true colors. You know, you got to remember these guys, I'm serious, like Bill Maher, these don't ever forget. These frauds would all to the man be demanding that all of us, Trump and all the rest of MAGA, they would be demanding right now that we rot in prison if Kamala had won. If Kamala had won, all we would hear from them is how MAGA has to be made illegal. We have to be treated as terrorists. We have to be sent to prison. They'll flip on a literal dime when it comes to supporting Trump. If the pressure gets a little strong, but regardless, far from seeing a 1987 style market crash, the NASDAQ ended up in the green today. The Dow and S&P didn't even drop a single percentage point. So what does that mean? What's the bottom line here? What it means is that was a clear signal, even from our financial class, the investor class, that Trump has the green light to continue with these tariffs, which he most certainly will be doing regardless. But this was the investor class basically telling Trump, okay, we're with you. I think we're buying it. We're buying Bessent. We're buying what we're hearing from, O'Leary. We're buying this stuff. So we're nervous. We don't know what to expect. We like everything being as it was. We love status quo, but we know with status quo is unsustainable. And so we're going with you. And so that's the green light today that Trump got. What's so astonishing in all of this, I think, particularly with idiots like Jim Cramer, is that these tariffs, we have to remember, are largely reciprocal. Okay, these tariffs outside of China, China's a whole different story. But these tariffs, by and large, are largely reciprocal. And what's so astonishing here is that the Democrats and the legacy media and much of the wider world, they are all bellyaching over what Trump is doing rather than bellyaching over the countries that originally imposed the tariffs on U.S. goods in the first place. Right. Victor Davis Hanson's been talking a lot about this of late, I've noticed here. So he points out for the last 30 years, we've lived under an asymmetrical trading system where other countries were allowed to tariff us while we refrained from tariffing them. And no one over the course of those 30 years, no one in the Democratic Party, no one in the Republican Party, no one in the legacy media, no one in the international community batted an eye to that asymmetrical arrangement, especially when it came to the international community. They seemed to love it. I mean, let's just be blunt. They seemed to love it. I think there was a sense that, I don't know, they were getting even with the United States with these tariffs, right? So we have such a vibrant, unprecedented consumer market. And it almost seemed like tariffing our exports was of just a petty way for them to get even. I don't know. But you'll notice that now that Trump is rectifying that asymmetry, now that he's responding reciprocally to the tariffs that, again, other nations have been imposing on us for years, for some inexplicable reason, suddenly Trump is the bad guy to all these people, to frauds like Jim Cramer. And it makes no sense, that is, until you realize this is precisely how the game was supposed to be played. You see, they get to tariff us. We refrain from tariffing them in exchange for them using the dollar as the world's default currency. We made our money with the dollar. They made their money with their own tariffs. And what that did is it transferred a tremendous amount of finance, reallocated around our cosmopolitan centers, our big cities in the United States and in Europe, London, Paris, and the like, Brussels. But today, we learned just how futile and how vulnerable we are with such a strategy. Because I don't know if many of you have heard, China's not been having a very good day. I think CNBC's Jim Cramer's warning that money was going to be a sell-off bloodbath. I think he saw something. Maybe he has a Nostradamus mind, but he misses the target. He's not skilled enough to know what he's actually talking about. It seems like he was talking about China, not the United States. So China's stock market basically collapsed today. It fell by double digits. Hong Kong's market dropped by over 10%. China, I was just talking to my wife about this because she teaches some students. Their families are from China. And they're basically saying, I don't know how China's going to survive this. China has made its money. It's made its fortune in this asymmetrical world. in this globalist asymmetrical world. That's how China has learned to make its cash. And that world literally, it was the rug pulled out from under them. So in the midst of this crash, what China is doing, I don't know if you saw us, they're selling off all their treasuries, a bunch of it. And this is the devil's bargain inherent in the old system. Yes, we can be the world's default currency. Yes, but then the world ends up owning United States debt in that they dump all their excess dollars into our treasuries. And they can cash in on those treasuries anytime they want and force the federal government to pay them. So that's what China's been doing all day today. They've been deliberately trying to thwart President Trump's attempt to get 10-year treasury yields down. We talked about this on our earlier video today. Trump is playing 4D chess here with these tariffs. He's doing all kinds of things, but he's been playing particularly 4D chess with the Treasury. So what the tariffs are intentionally doing is they're spooking the market in order to drive investors away from stocks and instead have them flee over to Treasuries, to the security of Treasury bonds. Now, that's important because once you have this mass rush over to buy bonds, what happens to the yield? What happens to the interest rate? What goes down because it becomes a seller's market. Buyers are willing to take less yield in exchange for more security. And that's exactly what we began to see. 10-year treasury bonds dropped to under 4%. And what does that mean? It means tens of billions of dollars less that the government now has to pay out to bondholders. So Trump is saving the federal government tens of billions of dollars with these tariffs. Again, this is all about getting our federal government back into solvency, right? We haven't had economic growth in years because no matter how much we grow, our annual deficit and just the interest on the debt outgrows what we grow. So you can grow in your income, but if your debt the growth of your debt exceeds the growth of your income, you did not grow financially. There's just no way around that. China seems to know this. China seems to get this. China seems to recognize that Trump is purposely crashing the market, as it were, by sending more and more people over to buy T-bills, so to lower the yield so as to pay out less money in the long haul. So what is China doing? Well, China is dumping all their bonds that they bought with their excess dollars, and therefore they're forcing the yield, the price of the treasuries, to go up, because it's now a buyer's market in that so many T-bills are being cashed in. So this is the devil we saw today. And of course, they're doing that as well because they have to find some revenue to make up for all the money that they lost in their stock market crash today. But this is the devil's bargain in this tariff asymmetry. You can tariff us as long as you buy our bonds. Translates into, we, the tariffing countries, own you. We can sell off your bonds anytime we want and force your interest rates to skyrocket. And then good luck finding an affordable mortgage from there. So Trump is clearly done with this asymmetrical tariff nonsense. And it's literally destroying the liberal globalist order right in front of our eyes. I mean, the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which has been central to maintaining the rules and protocols for the globalist world order, they're basically done. They're like USAID. There's nothing for them to do anymore. They've been totally sidelined in all of this. I think it was Alex and Alexander over at the Duran. They were wondering, seriously, how much longer will the WTO even exist after this? I mean, there's literally nothing for the WTO to do anymore in a world reconstituted around bilateral trade agreements, nation to nation, not multilateral one-size-fits-all trade agreements. And then there's the EU. How is the EU going to survive all of this? Here's Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU, crying uncle over these tariffs.
stand ready to negotiate with the United States. Indeed, we have offered zero-for-zero tariffs for industrial goods, as we have successfully done with many other trading partners. Because Europe is always ready for a good deal, so we keep it on the table. But we are also prepared to respond through countermeasures and defend our interests.
Oh, I mean, she looks so defeated. I mean, that's so sad. You're prepared to defend against the United States? Post-World War II, you've just been a vassal. You've been just one vassal continent to the United States. What are you talking about? And you did this to yourselves. I honestly don't see how the EU survives this. The EU was a globalist experiment. The EU was meant to be a test case for an administrative state whose rules and protocols could be exported all over the world. Now with Trump completely dismantling those rules and protocols, how on earth is the EU going to survive that? Our good friend Jack Posobiec said it best. Trump is resetting the grand reset. Trump is completely overturning. He is resetting the great reset, the world of liberal globalism. And there's absolutely nothing that even the most hysterical predictors of the market can do to stop him. We are living in absolutely epic times. All right.
News today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting day 77 of the return of the American Republic. It is Monday, April 7th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And as I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict. They said they'd do it. The globalists are trying to crash the U.S. markets. They were doing it in March already and trying to blame Trump's tariff plans on that. But Trump pulled a fast one early on, saying he would implement them in March. And then they put their put options in, and that blew up in their face, causing a lot of naked shorting issues. Let's go to rebroadcast for a while. Oh, my God. This place, man. Oh, my God, this place. Oh, this country. No consciousness, no focus, nothing. I just can't handle it. You know, not being conscious is going to get us all killed. Just so everybody knows. And I might come back, I might not.
What we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. And I was wondering, in the interest of transparency, could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad.
Not only the $58 million discovered a month ago by Doge being given by USAID through a circuitous route to the World Economic Forum, but over $200 million given by the U.S. and the UN, given to them last year alone. And they're finding more and more and more and more and more.
We have continuous partnerships with many governments around the world. And, of course, we have NGOs. We have trade unions. We have all those different parts.
Media, of course.
Media, of course, right?
People always say, where were you?
And that's right.
You and I were having breakfast in New York on September 11th.
So, the 50-plus million in U.S. aid funds, the WEF, were canceled, and Klaus Schwab formally steps down
as per Reuters. The whole world saw your communist scams. The fourth industrial revolution elites must aggressively drive their agenda home. Well, the revolution you thought you'd have is against you. Klaus Schwab, the founder of the WEF, steps down as World Economic Forum chair.
So I just wanted to express my appreciation and my pride, if I may say so, for what has been achieved. But I think the obstacles, or not the challenges, are coming now. And Peter, I wish that you are very successful in preparing the next phase of the Global Fund. So again, thank you.
I can tell you it's not Ursula von der Leyen. She is not making any decisions. It's not Bill Gates. It's not even Klaus Schwab, right? They're not the ones calling the shots, because they're the idiots that hang their face in the camera and advocate for all of this nonsense and you know, this totalitarian crap. So it's not them. But who it is, I really don't know. I have no idea. And I usually refer to them, for the lack of a better word, as the globalitarian misanthropists, right? So there is a group of people, I have no idea who they are, but they are the ones calling the shots. And our elected governments are mere puppets. They are just, you know.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Worried that targeting an individual firm or individuals who, you know, aren't Jack Smith.
Excuse me. Actions. I've been targeted for 4 years, longer than that. So you don't tell me about targeting. I was the target of corrupt politicians for 4 years, and then 4 years after that. So don't talk to me about targeting.
Well, White House officials have reportedly told the Washington Post that Trump has reached his I don't give a fuck moment. Here's the headline. He doesn't give a fuck. White House official tells Washington Post he's reached a peak not giving a fuck. Well, after you tried to kill him deep state twice, that's certainly the case. But he's been talking about wanting a fair trade tariff system for over 40 years. It is what built the American system. It's completely one-sided. You can't say 1,000% and 300% tariffs on us by these countries. We don't have tariffs on them in almost every case. It's fair. And Trump is asking for fair deals. And he wants to extend American power across the world on social issues. Trump is literally standing up to the unelected EU Commission and calling them the tyrants they are, arresting all these different presidential winners in Romania and presidential frontrunner in France. They're talking about canceling elections in Germany and Poland. They're talking about getting rid of elections altogether in Hungary, and it's all the EU. So you're with the American system, it's back, or you're with the EU and the communist Chinese and Hollywood and all these collapsing pieces of garbage. And I've reached peak not giving a fuck with the deep state and the big top Democrat law firms, Paul Weiss and the rest of it, now sanctioned by the president, confessing to lawfare. I'm done, too. The people of America, but also all over the world, are populist and want freedom. And we don't want to eat the bugs. We don't want to worship Klaus Schwab, who just stepped down from the WEF today after all the U.S. funding to him got cut off by Trump and Doge, Elon Musk. So this is the attitude, not just that Trump should have, but all of us should have. Notice that whole Hegseth signal thing that was totally legal, nothing wrong with it. The Biden administration made it the policy to use it, has gone away because people don't give a fuck. Not just Trump. It's all bullshit. And so-called missteps of Trump, people don't care because they know he's working for the American people. And look, don't get me started on these tariffs. You already see plunging inflation. You already see plunging energy prices in the last 74 days. And it's accelerating in just the last few since these tariffs got announced. And Trump said a month ago when he signed the reciprocal tariff executive order, he said, listen, this is just the first month. We're writing these reports, getting the facts together. We'll publish them on Liberation Day, and we'll tell you what we're planning to do. And he'd already said what he was planning to do. But the media's like, we don't know the uncertainty. It's going to crash the markets. And now they've gotten $3 trillion out of the U.S. market the last few months, into the EU. The globalists are trying to punish us, but he's gotten way more money and investment to come back in to counterbalance that. The whole world economy is falling apart under globalism. Total vertical integration, consolidation. Trump wants prosperity and freedom. Vietnam and other countries have said, look, we'll go zero tariffs too. This is the way to go. But to get there, Trump has to jerk their chain. So he's making all the right moves. As you said on True Social and X today, he said, listen, this is unstoppable. This plan will work if you simply support it. But if they can keep crashing the market and panic people not to support this, well then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be eating the bugs. We're going to be living in the coffin apartments. We're going to own nothing and not be happy. So I reached this point a long time ago. Stop letting the left, the globalists, and BlackRock, and Disney, and Hollywood, and the kleptocratic, insane Democratic Party dictate everything to us like they're the high and mighty. We've got to respond to them. Oh, we'll call you racist if you know you don't support MS-13 raping and killing. Oh, you know, we'll say you're a Nazi if you don't want to have World War III. They're full of crap. Oh, we'll call you a transphobe if you don't let boys and girls bathrooms rape girls. We're done bowing to you. We're done to your power cult and all their little minions that thought they were in the winning team and are now in total absolute hysteria and are getting more and more violent. Classical domestic terrorism trying to bully us into submission. And it's not going to work. How'd your bullying work on InfoWars? How'd it work on Trump? How'd it work on Tucker Carlson? How's it work on Joe Rogan? Joe's been awake for a long time. People messing with him publicly behind the scenes now. He's as hardcore as I am. Globalists, you fucked around and you found out. And it's about not giving a fuck. You know, I got lots of language. I've got lots of, you know, verbal repertoire. And they say that profanity is the refuge of the ignorant, except when you're in a fight, and then it's the language of truth. And so sometimes you got to just say, fuck around, find out, and I don't give a fuck. So that is the point we are at. Seeing a president openly say that, as he's been saying when he gives speeches, I don't give a fuck, is all about letting people know, you don't bully us. Your spell is broken. It was broken on me decades ago. It was broken on Trump a long time ago, but not as much. You know, he was still trying to, you know, play along with the system and care what CNN with no audience, MSNBC with no audience, and the New York Times, totally discredited, has to say, no, your reign of terror and control is fucking over. I've told you for decades, I don't know how this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they got one. Well, guess what? We're seeing how it's ending. No matter what the globalist, BlackRock, transhumanist death cult does, they'll never get their system. They can try to drag us into World War III. They can try to crash the economy. But at the end of the day, everybody knows you're behind it, and everybody's going to hold you responsible, Bill Gates and Fauci and all the rest, you trash. And you will end up in a prison cell one way or another. And you know that deep down. You know you got a tiger by the tail. So I suggest all your minions and all your mercenaries run up the white flag and stop pushing, because now you understand. You thought we were bullied, intimidated all these decades. No, most people were asleep. And now that people are waking up and you're pissing in their face and beating them up politically and culturally, sometimes literally, it's not pulling, ramming women off the road and beating them up as they're driving a Tesla, burning down Tesla dealerships, lawfaring me, putting my co-host in prison. That didn't get anybody to back down, did it? No. No, because we're not like you. I know that would intimidate you. You went with the system because you're followers. You got Stockholm Syndrome, most of you. But not patriots. All you did was wake up the giant. And it doesn't give a fuck. God bless you all. Follow me on X-Ray Alex Jones. God bless Trump, Elon Musk, and all the patriots.
I'll see you on the front lines of the info war. Governor Gavin Newsom just announced California treason. Well, it turns out disgrace firebug and pyromaniac Governor Gavin Newsom has been posting on X, but also his administration has confirmed that the so-called fifth largest economy in the world, California, is talking to foreign countries about circumventing Trump's tariffs and some are making deals around that. The federal government has four powers in the Constitution. The issuance of currency, that's Congress. The control of outside trade into the nation, the border, and a navy. It's not even, an army's not authorized because they didn't want to have a standing army that could try to do a coup d'etat. Like you see in these other countries throughout history, going back to Rome and third world countries and you know, everywhere. So this is constitutional, what Trump is doing. Total screw jobs for decades and decades, deindustrializing us. And this is absolutely needed. I don't care how much pain is caused by it. This is how we get our sovereignty, our national security, and our decency back. Okay? We're told we don't need any factories or jobs, but everybody else can have them. Now, we've been positioned by the globalists for collapse. Well, guess what? At the last minute, the American people took back control. And our beachhead is expanding every day. And so Newsom should really, you know, stick to how they've legalized pedophilia down to age 12-year-olds, you know, trying to repeal that, though he supports it. He should deal with, you know, the transgenders beating up little girls in sports. He should deal with the record-level homelessness that they farm and push and all the rampant crime and the massive exodus out of his once beautiful state. California needs an exorcism. And it starts with Patrick Bateman meets Linda Blair. And so this guy's a joke. He's trying to do his goodwill tour. Oh, the Democratic Party's dead. Oh, they're crazy. I'm not with them. No, he's the guy they're going to try to push in 2028. And that election starts in 2 years, right after the next midterm. So we need to be exposing Newsom and how he took control of the fire mitigation, turned it off, drained the reservoir, cut the funding, did it all, and then 15-minute city took over that area and is running the investigation himself and saying, you don't own your property. We're going to build high-rises under a UN program. He needs to be inside a jail cell. Not running around saying he's in control of U.S. trade. You're not. You're not. And I'm telling you, Governor Gavin Newsom is all the Democratic Party has left. All the rest of them are literally decrepit skeksis like his aunt Pelosi. All a bunch of insider trading criminals just like him. Whole state's locked down in COVID. He gives a waiver to his own restaurant and vineyard. He is a parasite. He is a psychotic. He is a sociopath. He is an enemy of freedom. Gavin Newsom is a pathetic excuse for a human being. And he's the best the Democrats got. So let's start continually exposing him. And let's push that DOJ with all the scams him and his family are involved in to go after Gavin Newsom. And not let that evil cancer grow out there. Let's put Patrick Bateman 2.0 in prison. God bless you all.